One of the unusual aspects of the Barnes Foundation is its wrought iron collection. Shoe buckles, hinges, latches, and other objects integrated throughout the galleries. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on Barnes' fascination with and approach to metalworks, now the subject of two special exhibitions.
It was 1936. Prokofiev had just finished Romeo and Juliet, Gone with the Wind was published, and Albert Barnes started buying wrought iron. Barnes likely knew the Lesseck collection in France of over 15,000 hinges, door knockers, locks, signs, and other objects on display since 1921. Special exhibition curator Judith Dolkart.
What you see in the Lesseck is a sort of connoisseurial, chronological presentation of a body of material over time.
In contrast, Barnes displayed his wrought iron alongside paintings, a curvaceous hinge above a Renoir, a triangular iron plate from a Pennsylvania Conestoga wagon over a still life by Matisse.
To use the forms of the wrought iron to draw connections between the paintings to underscore their forms and to create harmonies in his ensembles.
The mixed ensembles also demonstrate Barnes' democratic view of the arts.
No one art form was superior to any other. The makers of this antique wrought iron are just as authentic an artist as a Titian, a Renoir, or a Cézanne.
Strength and Splendor, wrought iron from the Musée Lesseck des Tournelles Rouen, features 150 objects, including intricate locks, keys, jewelry boxes, and whimsical signs that illustrate the artistry and technical virtuosity that likely fascinated Barnes. In a second exhibition, artist Ellen Harvey has created a large mural with a movable portrait of each wrought iron object in the Barnes collection.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.